This is Kathy Cook, and we are live with Michael Goger. He's going to be a guest host every first and third Tuesday of the month.
Cassie?
I'm right here.
There you are.
Yes, I'm right here. I could hear you every time. Anyway,
and I couldn't.
Okay,
I couldn't hear. I was going to sing.
This was called Somewhere in Between, so there you go.
Did you introduce the show and all that already?
I did. Michael Goger is the guest host every first and third Tuesday of every month on Bridging Wisdom. We're going to start from here, and we are somewhere in between. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tassie. Thank you. I must have sounded like a nut. I was.
You I didn't was going, really, no. You just
I was
sounded
going,
like
hello?
Michael. Personal.
It was anyway, almost like Jerry Lewis.
Let's get it going. All right, start one, three, two, one. Okay.
Yeah, baby. Let's do it.
Now,
let's
what
do
we're
going
to talk about tonight was relationships and communication, right?
All right. You want to get the numbers out? You did all that already, right?
No.
Huh? You want to do that first? You just want to go right into?
The numbers are on the main page for people that are listening right below the name of the show.
Okay.
And
okay.
I don't have them pulled up with me right now.
Okay.
But we do have some people online on the phone already. So do you want to take calls or you want to?
Well,
you're the guest host. So what would you like to do? You got Sue on that.
I'm the guest host.
Yeah. Well, that's until we get this going. You're going to be always on the first and third Wednesday, Tuesday of every month.
Right.
So we got Sue on line two. Hello, you're on the air, Sue.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Your name
Where
is
you
Sue?
From?
My name is Sue.
Yes.
My
hey, Sue.
Sue. How can we help
I
you,
can
Sue?
Barely hear you guys.
Wow.
How can I help you, Sue?
There, that's better.
Yeah.
That's better.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
I should have experimented with my Skype. But anyway,
I just want to know what you see for love and relationships in the next little while.
All righty. I'll jump into that and tell you what I'm feeling. I'll tell you, it seems to be an issue, an ongoing thing in your life. You want the right one. You got to have the right one, Spirit is saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, from what I'm feeling, I want to tell you that between now and February, there seems to be a romantic connection for you here. Now, it seems like somebody that might have been on the scene already or been there before with you.
Right.
And there was some healing and some obstacles removed.
Okay.
I would say between now and February, there's a reconnection, a healing. And I feel like he was wounded somewhat by whatever the obstacle was. I would say another woman, maybe, perhaps, another relationship.
Right.
You know, but he's not happy, absolutely not happy with that, and I feel like you're on his mind. He fights it sometimes, but you're on his mind, and he's headed back in your direction, and I would say it would be between now and, say, the end of February. You might be seeing signs of it within 2 weeks or...
Is this the same guy who owes me money, or is this a different guy? Because there's kind of two around now, or, you know.
Interesting. Is the other one have anything to do with water or out of state or overseas or travel a lot, the other one, or are they both pretty close by?
Well, they both live close by. One does have a home in Florida, but doesn't go very much.
Okay. And neither one of them is real estate. I get property, real estate, selling or buying now, or moving or splitting from where he is. Is he having, is he moving or selling? Is he in real estate or something like that? One of the guys?
Might sell his place in Florida, but not physically moving as far as I know.
I would say it's the guy that owes you money.
Okay.
I'm feeling it's the guy that owes you money. He comes through, and at the same time, he uses it as a reason to come back into your life, and to, you know what I mean.
Right. So you think that I'm going to see some of that money soon?
I'm hearing yes. I'm hearing it's almost like I want to say next week, but I'm afraid to. I would give him to the end of February to come in with the money and use it as a foot in the
door.
Well,
he's been making payments, right? So
yeah. Okay.
Hasn't made one in probably almost a month now.
All right, so
That was the last I heard from him.
I'm feeling pretty close with this, like he's ready to make another one or use it, and I feel like you're going to hear signs of him wanting to come back in that way, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And or talking about being free, it's just like obvious where he's going with his conversation. So, listen. Let me give Tassie some numbers. Maybe they have a message to go with it. Tassie, are you got a pen and paper ready, or are you?
Are you ready?
Because I like the way numbers talk to you. It's unique. I'm hearing twelve, two, eight, five, 11. And 6. Wow.
Well, Sue, how are you? This is Tassie, Kathy.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Your 12 is a 3, so that means, you know, like a triangle. It could be you and another two other people. It could mean the back of, you know, like mystery. You know, like a pyramid is mystery. And
right.
It's also meaning money, because the back of the money is a pyramid with, you know, that's what a 3 means as well. But it also means spirit guide, or your gut feeling stating yes. And then the next number is a 2, which is you and another person, like a dyad. So definitely focusing on, like you were talking, relationship issues. So it's you and another person. And then an 8 is the sideways, is an infinity, but it also is a money number. So money is all around you here. And then you have a 5, which is change. You know, significant change in your life is coming about. And an 11 is a door gate opening, like an opening into a new way of living, new dimension, new life. And a 16 is a 7, which is a completion number. So after you get the 3 people together, you know, for the triangle or the mystery, and you and that person get together and communicate, then you have your 8, which is infinity, forever and a day, which has money around it. Then you have the 5 for foundation. Then you have the 11 for opening a new dimension. And then you have the 7, which is a completion number, which is also a mystery number. It's like the 7 wonders of the world, or this balancing of your chakras, or the 7 colors of the rainbow, or 7 days of the week, which is, you know, finished with the past up into the present now. With a future holding a 6, which is a 3-3. So you have definite, it goes to the back, which was what, 12, is your very, let me add up all the numbers together right quick, Sue, okay?
Okay.
It's a 33. There you have it. Says Michael Goger, good or what? He ended up, if you add 12 to 8, 5, 11, which is a 1-1, and a 1-6, which is a 16 and a 6, it ends up being the 3-3. He started with the number 12, which is a 3, and ended with the 6, which is a 3-3. So there's your affirmation.
Perfect. Well, thank you both very much.
Very good, thanks, Mike. Sue. Thank you, Sue. Thank
you
for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Very good, Chazzy.
Very good, Michael.
We work together. We knock them out. We do good together.
Yes, we do.
I can feel the energy, and this is my second show today, you know, so I like to relax with you.
Do you want to give out the active listening audience where you are and how to get in touch with you, if you don't mind?
Well, if anybody wants to get a hold of me, I would recommend just calling me. 518-249-3995, and if you need to, email me. Michael_Goger, G-O-G-G-E-R, the number one at yahoo.com. And I got 8 live 2-hour broadcasts every month at Blog Talk. So,
listen up and tune in.
Just Google me. I guess.
The last Wednesday of the month, you're all by yourself for 2 hours. The other
absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, start with other host.
Yeah, I am kind of. You know, I kind of got some handlers now, and they want to see what I'm like alone.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you always got women with you and co-host. I said, wait till the checkbook is unlimited. Then I'll show you an entourage. But anyway.
The BBS number one radio station in the planet on my page, and I can give out those call-in numbers for people that can't find it on the main page.
Absolutely.
Okay, USA and Canada has a, BBS has a toll-free number for USA and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Their line one is area code 530-327-7602. And line two is 530-413-4510. Then they have a line three, 530-413-4522. But it's right below the photograph of me on the main page where you click to listen to station one. Michael, you want to brush sweep a little bit on communication skills and what we were discussing earlier before we got on air?
That's true, too, because I know we like to teach a little bit, too. You know, the mindless reading. It's not mindless reading, but I believe that every reader should teach a little, too. Don't you agree?
Definitely.
And I believe the biggest problem with mankind today is basically communication. And one of the quickest, fastest ways of getting in touch with that is actually putting yourself in the other person's shoes while you're communicating.
Yeah.
And I find it very, very valuable tool.
What you discussed with me earlier today is actively listening.
Actively listening, because that's one of the biggest issues in communication is that somebody's not listening. And everybody's guilty of it. You know, we all have done it before.
Yeah. A lot of times people, when they are talking and they're supposed to be listening, the one that's communicating will trigger different thoughts for the other person to come back with. And I learned a long time ago that if I take the cotton out of my ears and place it in my mouth, you know, while the person's talking, and also re-communicate back what I just heard, like what you're saying is, for an example, what you just spoke, I heard you say that it was put your feet in the other person's shoes and feel the way the other person could actually be feeling in an empathic type way, and realize that that's their feelings, their issues, their wants and desires or needs, or they're just expression. But realize that we're on a different side of the path here, and we have to communicate together in order to get back. So that's rounding up what you said. Is that correct? Is that
Absolutely.
What you said?
Yeah, to really communicate, because we have gotten so lazy in our communication that ego and your own self is the topic. You know, I've been in conversations, everybody's guilty of it, where, you know, I was thinking about what I was going to do later while somebody was talking to me, and then after I got done, I said, oh my God, I feel terrible. I really didn't even listen to. So it's, I feel like, and it's important if somebody's telling you something to listen, especially if it's a dispute or an issue in a relationship.
And reflect it back. That's very important to me as a person in a, you know, any type of communication, is for the active listener that's listening to me to reflect back what they heard me say, in other words, or the way that they see it. But Michael, also, I want to say that, you know, you've taught me a lot with our friendship and what we feel and need with each other communicating and how to communicate. Because I'm one to step all over people and interrupt them while they're talking. And you've taught me a lot on how to hold, like if I need to hold a stone or a stick or whatever, the person that is communicating, if I put the rock down or the stick down while we're talking, then it's my turn.
Very good. Very good. Because you were good at that, too. You'd be able to stop somebody right there, boom, and just take control, which is a good thing, too. But,
well, I like trying to stop things off at the path, you know. Let's, you know, for me to be able to comprehend, because a lot of active talkers, you know, in communication will continue on and on and on, and won't give the listener a chance to reflect back, you know. And me being ADHD, man, our lines are filling up, Michael. We're going to stop this conversation, pick it back up after we take a few calls. Is that all right?
Wait a minute. Let me say something.
Please. I'm sorry. That's why I asked if it was okay with you.
Can I talk? Can I say something? I'm doing Joan Rivers. You're supposed to laugh.
I was taking it sensitive and listening very gently.
Oh, I love Joan Rivers. Can I say something? Please, let me talk. Hey, I'm learning from you because, you know, you gave me goosebumps because without you knowing about it, you're teaching me how to talk properly. Because a lot of people used to say you talk like Rocky in the 14th round sometimes. And so I'm trying to get rid of that and use bigger words and talk properly. It was so shattering. Earth shattering. All right. It was earth shattering. And we'll take it up after the next read. You ready? Let's get to work.
David Schwartz, you're on the air, line 3. How are you? David Schwartz? Hello, you're on the air.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. David?
Yes.
David.
Yes,
David.
We
were
David,
just talking about David and was so great last time.
Cassie, am I good or what?
You said I hope David calls in. You sure
I
did.
Said David's going to call in.
You surely did.
Yes, I did. And I got
David, I've only met you once, and that was the last broadcast with Michael, the first of the year. And you're just the sweetest, dearest, wonderful energy. Thank you so much for calling in. You're the one that had all the numbers, right?
Yeah, they were off the hook.
So how's life treating you, David?
Well, life treating us is great, but still in,
stop.
I don't know, I'm in the world.
You should have said,
world.
David, I want you to start today saying, when anybody says, how you doing, say, fantastic, and all is well in my world.
Fantastic, and all well.
Now, let me get to reading you and get busy here. Let's get down to business. What do you say, bud? You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
How old are you, David, anyway? I think you told me one time before, but I'm rather getting on in age. And
yeah, I'm going to be 30 next year, this year.
30. You know what? That's a good age. I love 30 to 33. Those were...
David, my daughter turned 30 the 11th of this month.
Oh, happy birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. Go for it, Michael. I can't wait to hear you and David's connection here.
Okay. David, I got money is being handed to me, and there's many ways that money is handed to us. It's either through approval or lifting of restrictions or actual cash or funding or the go-ahead, green light. It's been waited for. I feel like it comes just in the nick of time. I want to say tomorrow. What is tomorrow? It's not a holiday or a weekend, is it? I'm a little punch drunk. I've been reading since 6.
Tomorrow's the
19th. Tomorrow's the 19th. All right. When's... oh, good. I got a show tomorrow night, too, with Janet Russell. Don't miss that. But listen... Yeah, I want to say it's tomorrow. I feel like the call comes and it says, now, did you hear it? I know, if I remember correctly, and I'm getting in this reading too, there was a move needed.
Yes.
You and yes, okay, that. Okay, did you hear anything since Monday, since yesterday?
I've been on the phone, been with Postal Services, and I'm not having very like a luck time, and
okay.
they called today. They inspected the tomorrow. They're inspecting the apartment. They set the other again because
yeah.
the apartment
well,
that was inspected was not like didn't it was about a light bulb and a radiator. They have to paint and.
Well,
it's getting, like, ridiculous because they already did the inspection already, and now they have to do it again. They said the inspection didn't go through right. There was two things were not working.
Yeah, but they're minor and simple. And remember, I told you in the last reading that expect a delay or some kind of aggravation, but it's minor. Okay?
But I've been on the phone with politics and a lot of people.
Don't get too upset.
Apartment.
They're it's coming to you, believe me. And I want to stick my neck out there and say tomorrow you get the green light. But if it doesn't happen tomorrow, don't start yelling and hollering and screaming, because the reason I'm saying tomorrow is because I know you guys are in a hurry, and it feels very strong. Like, this is how I read. This is how I read, David. I feel like I have to move tomorrow. Okay? So, that's how spirit guides talk to people. Okay?
Yeah.
And, so it's coming. Now, listen.
Yeah.
And when it does happen, you all need to work together, because I feel like there's going to be a lot of excitement and a lot of stress with this. And you're going to need help, too. I feel like some help is needed for some reason. So are you connected to a church or a group in the area somewhere?
No.
Group, club? Church, I'm getting an organization of some kind helping you guys move. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. We are with an organization called Federation of Organizations.
From
Furniture to from St. Vincent de Paul. That's an organization from St. Vincent de Paul.
Okay, well, I'm getting some type of group or organization helping with the actual move. But what I want to tell you something, David, is you got to learn patience. It goes with working with the universe. Okay, because if you're not patient, then you're working against the universe, and all you're doing is making yourself miserable.
Yeah.
All right. So, just be patient. I'm sure I'm not the only reader that told you it feels very close. And like I said, I want to say tomorrow, but don't panic if it goes into, I would even say 4 more business days. So don't get all excited and bummed out. Just know that it's going to happen and start getting ready for it, because it's either tomorrow, between this reading and the next 4 days, that brings us into the weekend, which don't make no sense. So I want to say it's Thursday and Friday. So, you could be moved in Friday. That's how strong it feels to me, okay? So, and that's okay. Now listen, the move is positive, and it helps and heals everybody involved. And you're really going to enjoy where you live in. Now, I want to give Cassie your numbers and let her tell you what she's feeling, okay?
Oh, wait. Before we say something, my mom's on, too.
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to say to Cassie that I pictured her in my mind, what she looked like.
Yeah.
And she's exactly the way she looked in my mind, and she's a very beautiful woman.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Good connection there.
My head.
Wow. Bravo.
We both.
She's a gorgeous woman.
Well, thank you so much.
I saw the picture. I said, oh, my gosh, she looks exactly the way she looked when I was talking to her. I pictured her in my mind, and she looked exactly that way. You're absolutely beautiful.
Before we get to the number thing, I want to ask you guys a question. I'm just concerned about my mom's health. Is my mom's health going to get better in the coming time? Because she got denied for medical, and she's trying to get medical.
Uh-huh.
And she's going through a rough time, and I'm worried about her health. I don't want to see her passing, and I just want to know if it's going to happen, because I worry about her health very much.
Well,
and I take good care of her.
Yeah,
I'm like an aid kind of person.
You're her earth angel. I feel I
yeah.
learned a new word to Earth Angel.
But it's her health, and she got turned down for medical.
Yeah, and why did she get turned down for medical? Because she was over the guideline, income guideline.
She said because she's not entitled to Social Security.
I would first of all, I would appeal it, and second of all, I would talk to an attorney for a free half hour. And second of all, David, I want to say that you might not need it, because I feel like when you guys move, your mom's health is going to do a major turnaround. Okay? And from what I'm feeling with mom is that there's things that she needs to work through. And on top of the move. So I'm not getting a passing. You're not going to lose your mom. I don't believe she's going to get any sicker. And I'm feeling the move being a 99% a magic wand, fountain of youth. You come back to life. Okay? So put your fears to rest. And just start packing and getting ready. So, and looking for help, because you may need help carrying all this stuff. That you don't want your mom doing anything. And, Cassie, are you ready?
I'm ready, Michael. I'm ready, okay, David. Let's get your numbers.
Dave, yep. And
my number signs. Okay.
Okay. I love this kid. kid. I'd like to adopt them.
I would. Thank you.
David, if I was a millionaire, I would just say, just come on down. Everything's on the house, dude. I would send a chauffeur and get your mom and just move these right in.
I was trying to call in today for your show, but I couldn't get through because I was worried about the. I was wanting to be on the show today on the. I didn't want the number here. Kevin said the numbers.
Well,
okay,
listen,
let's
I think
get the numbers out because the lines are filling up, babe.
Okay, the lines are filling up, but I want to say one more thing to you, David. You make a great radio show host. You might want to consider opening up a blog radio show for yourself, buddy, once you get settled in. But listen, let me get the numbers out to Tassie. I'm getting a 4, a 1, a 9, a 5, 3, and 6.
Okay. David, a number 4 is your foundation, which you're building your foundation in your life. It's also the 7, you know, the 4 winds, which is north, south, east, and west, which to me, that's the Holy Spirit speaking. And you never know which way. If you give your faith to God and let him handle it and you just be a passenger, know that all things are going to happen to your good because he's got things in control. You got a number 1, which is focusing in on yourself and realizing that everything that, to me, just listening to you and feeling your energy, if everything is not kosher and everything's not just balanced, you come unraveled real easy because you're a perfectionist inside. So I'm getting to focus in on myself, which is you focusing on yourself and realizing that you yourself, whatever you think and feel, also you speak it out and evolve. So you're bringing into your life things that you choose to have. So just realize that God's got it in control. And then you've got a 9, which is a 333, which is the spirit guiding you stating yes, which is the back of money, which is the pyramid, you know, the mystery. And you love mystery. You thrive on things being a mystery in your life because when everything's settled and complete, it's like, well, I want something else to focus on. You got a 5, which is a change. So you're definitely in some change coming up really quick because of the number 3 that's behind the 5 that Michael gave, which is, it could be like a triad with you and another 2 other people being involved. It's also, money. And also you have a 6, which is a 3-3. So therefore you've got a lot of 3s, which is Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the Trinity, the mystery, money, the back of money. It's also you, someone else, and someone else very important in your life making a heavy decision. Now the numbers combined are 9, 10, is a 28. That's a 10, 2 and 8 or 10. So you've got 2 changes. Changing your maybe yourself, you know, how you perceive things, how you put things out there, project things out there, changing your spiritual world, your life, as well as your physical life, which is the moon. So there you have your numbers, David.
Wow, those are cool numbers.
Yeah. Right, Michael's reading as well.
Yeah, 10 is a completion number too, isn't it, Tassie?
It's a double change, which is a completion of everything. Because you go through 1 through 10. Go 1 through 10, and that's your completion. David, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it, and we appreciate the wonderful. Is that your mother that came on the line, or whoever?
Yeah, that's my mother.
Well, thank you so much for the confidence.
God bless.
I appreciate it. God bless you both.
Okay, so, well, I'll be getting to talk to them on tomorrow with the reading. So,
okay.
Y'all take care. Bye bye.
I'll tell you. Thank you, David. I love that kid.
Yeah. That's the second time I've gotten to hear his voice and his energy and his mother's sweet as he can be. Okay, we're going to pull Darlene on line 2 in. Darlene, hello. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Darlene.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
You guys are so quiet.
We are?
Very low, huh?
Wait, I've got my.
That's okay.
I can hear Michael great, and I can hear you great, almost like you're in the room.
Okay.
I hear everybody good, too.
Maybe
but I wish I...
Do you have your radio on or anything like that? Because that can interfere.
Yeah, what no, it's the volume's down. But okay, as long as you can hear me.
We can hear you, and I'll hold the mic close. How's that better?
That sounds good.
Good. I wish I had a studio mic.
Darlene, we appreciate your patience waiting so long on, you know, the line. Michael,
yeah.
What do you see for Darlene?
Okay.
Or Darlene, do you have a question?
No, I guess, I mean, I have a million, don't we all? But if
yeah.
he wants to just step into my energy.
One, wasn't it?
Yeah.
God love you.
What's Hassie?
I said, God love you. We do have a million. She's cool. I like her.
I guess I could ask a question.
No. I'll answer your question. Okay?
Okay.
Mom is jumping right out at me. I don't know what it means, but just, you know, leave it alone for a second. Think about it.
Your aunt?
Mom.
My mom! She just passed away recently.
She's writing back at you. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, she's writing back at you. She's sending her love. She's with the angels. She loves it. And, I'm feeling balance. She's saying to you, balance. She's a little worried about you. Maybe you can't sleep, or you're in mourning. And you said she passed when?
November last year.
November last year. That's when my wife passed too. My condolences.
Thank you.
But she's worried about balance in your life and relationships. I don't know if I'm hitting on something. Were you guys close? And
yeah.
And did she? Was there a special guy that she liked? You didn't. Was there any? I feel like there's a.
No, I think I have never been with anyone really. I mean, I have two kids, but I've been alone my whole life.
Oh,
I was married.
Okay.
I was divorced about 20 years ago, and I think it upsets her that I'm not with someone. I'm actually living with her husband, my dad, right now.
That is.
So balance would be nice.
And she, are you, what are you, obsessive compulsive, or are you just type A, or are you, you have problems sleeping? Or is that your dad?
Not sleeping, I think. I'm an artist, and I'm like sort of obsessed with it, and I'm wondering if the universe is using me for art.
Well, absolutely. The artist in you is, jumping out. Actually, there's several things. What is it? Is it drawing and writing, or
it's painting and it's healing art. It's soul. It's really evolutionary type. It's shamanic art.
Yep. Nice. I love it. And are you combining any angelic energies into your artwork, or considering it? Okay, because. What I'm feeling is that you want to focus on that. I feel like there's going to be something special or notable, or it could be your big break, or the angels actually want to use you to communicate. So I
feel that, but it's been a long time, so keep doing it.
Yeah, well, it's going to come automatically anyway, and I believe your mom is going to have a lot to do with it. Now, she's helping you change something or drop something away. I don't know, it's... were you trying to quit smoking or lose weight or move or something?
Maybe
she
move.
Wants to...
maybe forgive as something holding me back in my being.
Yeah, baggage or a place or do you guys ever think about moving or talk about it or?
Oh no, I'm my kids are early 20s, and they're in school here and stuff, and I want to go somewhere.
Right.
My kids
okay.
aren't living with me. I do want to move.
But you live with your dad.
I live
right.
in his office. He has two houses, yeah. I moved back
oh,
to
I
help
see.
My mom when she was sick.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. That's what she's okay. Is it going to go into you taking care of dad, too?
Oh, God, no. I don't want to. No.
Well.
No. He's good. He's good.
He's good. But she's thanking you.
I feel like
for
all I've
care.
Done my whole life is take care of people.
I know. That's what's
I'm
jumping
50
out
years
at
old.
Me.
What do I
Are
do?
You a bit. Are you a businesswoman thinking about going into business also?
Well,
or are you getting...
I don't know how to do it being an artist, but yeah.
Okay, marketing, and networking. You're going to meet another female that's into outside-the-box thinking and artwork.
Oh.
And I feel like she may have the money or a bigger network than you do. So be open to joining forces with another healer practitioner. Okay?
Oh, I yes.
Okay, and she's in it too, anywhere from aromatherapy to essential oils or having her own clinic, anything like that. If you get involved or pulled into it, really investigate it, because that's how your art is going to come out. I feel like your artwork is healing, and I'm going to put out what I'm hearing. I feel like your artwork will have the ability to help, say, autistic children or elderly. I'm just saying what I'm hearing, and don't be surprised. Don't be surprised when it happens. A partner, a romance. I'm feeling back and forth for some reason.
There is no one. There hasn't been anyone.
It's been a while.
Send someone.
Right? It's been a while. I want to say we're looking at the end of the new year. And he's going, he may be, he's a professional, and he may want to invest in your artwork or work with you in your field, or he may even be in your field already. But I feel very secure, and I feel like he's got money, so, which would be a good thing. It's every artist's dream, getting
please.
A love, you know, so... I hope I answered some of your questions anyway, and I'll give Cassie your numbers.
Thank you.
And okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And Cassie, you ready?
I am.
Yes, you are.
I'm ready.
I'm getting a 9. 14. 11. 18, 2, 7, and 13.
Okay. Darlene, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Darlene?
Yep.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, yep.
Okay. You got a number 9 first? Which is 333. That has so many different meanings. What I'm feeling is that I just want to first say you're very headstrong and strong-willed, and you don't let anybody push you over, and that you're very consistent with what you see. But the thing is with this 9 and you've got a 1-4 next, which is a 5, is maybe some balancing change, like changing your perspective, you know, just like with your artwork, or you know, draw or paint for your mother, or draw or paint for someone. What would they feel, so that you can, you know, make a series of something for, you know, your feelings of maybe the shaman work that you're working with. You have a number 11, which is a new door opening, so changing the way that you see things, you know, because shaman work, shaman, I'm a shaman, and I am an artist as well. And I know that once I cover my art piece with my hands and draw like that for a while or turn it upside down, but I'm feeling that you need a new perspective on things because you're very, very structured and very strong-willed with yourself. You've got a 18, which is a 9 again. So that's like the spirit guiding you, stating yes, the mystery of things that are going on around you. Your gifts are getting stronger and stronger. You also have money issues, money situations coming in, which will transpire because of the 11. Then the next number is a 2, which is you and another person, like Michael said, at the end of the year or whenever, coming in. And so you have definitely got you and another person involved with the completion, which is the number 7. You are finally like turning a page and starting a new chapter in your life after today. And it's like everything balances out better, that you can see all the colors, the 7 wonders of the world, the 7 colors, the 7 primary colors of, you know, 7 days of the week. You work hard, you play hard, and you rest hard. And then you have a number 13, which is a 4. There's your foundation. You're building a new foundation, starting a new way of living, starting a new life from maybe this read or from things that you have already decided that you were going to come across with your mother coming in. That is something that you've been looking for. Now, I'm going to add the numbers together. That's a 38. Which is an 11, which is an opening of a new dimension, opening of a new way of living, opening of a new, whole new world out there in front of you that you can start right now. And that
is there anything I need to do to make sure this happens or accelerate it?
Yeah, let go and let God. Just let it go. It's happening now. Just turn that page, start get a plain new pencil out, and remember, you write your own book of life there.
And Darlene, like you said, you feel like you spent your whole life taking care of people. And you also confirm that you think and dwell on getting your own place. And that's when it's all going to come together for you.
I see beautiful, wonderful new beginnings for you, Darlene.
Absolutely. Aww. Between... I would say...
And beautiful artwork. Gorgeous. Oh, it's so in-depth. You look at it one way and see it's something deep, and then you can turn it upside down and see totally something else. It's wonderful.
Can I share with you something?
You got a technique that is a very good secret, and don't share it with anybody because that's your secret of your technique. You know, and some people, we want to share how we do things, but sometimes we've got to hold things to ourselves, you know. And that is, it's like a signature there that nobody, you know, you don't look at other people's work to paint or do your work. It's something within yourself. And, you know, I keep seeing, present it for your mother, present it, you know, for the feelings of healing from your mom.
Absolutely. And, you're going to be generating an income, by September of this year. And possibly in love and working with another person.
Ooh.
And like I said, there's a female with influence that wants to use your abilities, and it complements her abilities. So,
that sounds wonderful.
I see you drawing people's spirits and aura, like spirit when you're around them.
I was going to tell you, I can draw people who have passed. I can draw people's spirit guides.
That's what I'm saying. That you present.
I can't believe you could see that.
You're healing them through your artwork. Like say Michael's wife. You would draw a picture of what his wife's, you know, energy field brings into you, and you present that to Michael as a gift.
And I give them a message with it, yeah.
Exactly, that's what I'm doing.
But I don't do that. I feel like I do it a little bit. I don't really do it.
Well, maybe that's what I'm being pulled for you to pull out more, you know, of changing your new clean slate. Get that out there. Because they're communicating with you, and you can help and heal a lot of people that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I needed this. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
Keep listening
God
to BBS.
Bless you too.
Got all
both of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Darlene. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Nice lady. Yeah, I enjoyed myself so much tonight. I enjoyed myself so much tonight with you, Tassie.
Well, thank you so much. I enjoyed you as well. We had a good fun ride into the broadcast. It was great.
I feel like I spent the evening with a queen or isn't that something?
Thank you so much, Michael. You're just wonderful. You're so gifted and you give so much to the world.
It's my pleasure.
We're getting ready. We've got a couple of minutes left, and I just want to thank everybody for listening.
Absolutely.
I want to especially thank BBS Radio for broadcasting us and being so patient with us as we got your line and my line connected. And Doug, thank you so much for the call to start the program. And tell Seth that we love him, too. We love BBS Radio. Without you guys, this wouldn't be possible.
BBS rocks. It's unique. It's outside the box. And it's just the radio station you need. It's for all year.
I tell people to look at the archives. Just it's very cheap. Mm-hmm. You get thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of the most wonderful messages, anything you've ever looked for. And also check out Peter Lamas. That is over there on the left side of the main page. And also check out the TNT. But listen up and tune in. And with that, Michael, it's been my pleasure. And everybody, listen up every first and third Tuesday of the month for Somewhere in Between with Michael and Tassie. And with that,
I love it.
I do too. Yes. This is Kathy Cook with Michael Goger. We've been bridging wisdom, one wisdom spoke at a time. You guys know me as Bright Lights Pathfinders out there in the internet world. And with that, we're going to say goodnight until next week. Bye-bye.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. No, I'm on it.